latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are your latest Newcastle headlines. Liverpool are said to be preparing a bid for Jamal Lascelles when the January window opens at the end of the month, according to reports. Liverpool watching the Newcastle skipper stated that the Merseysiders were at St James's on Saturday's the Magpies thrashed Birmingham. Well, Jamal Lascelles had minimal work to do in dealing with a feeble Birmingham display. The defender impressed with both his leadership and form. Liverpool, the Premier League's top scorers with 37, only Watford in the top half have conceded more, though, than the Reds with 20 goals in 15 matches. Newspaper reports say the information is that Liverpool will continue to watch Lascelles for the rest of December and make a decision on whether to bid for him in January. Well, Rafael Benitez is unlikely to want to let any of his key players walk away next month, let alone his captain. Rob Elliott made a successful return from injury after more than 8 months on the sidelines. The keeper played in Monday night's 4-2 under-23 win over Aston Villa at St James's Park. Elliot ruptured anterior cruciate ligament on international duty with the Republic of Ireland in March. The 30-year-old, who signed a new long-term deal with the club in August, came through the Premier League 2 win over Villa. And afterwards he said, "Great to make a comeback from injury, great performance from the under-23s, fantastic to be out on St James's, on to the next." Peter Beasley's men came from behind to win thanks to goals from Curtis Good, Stuart Finlay, Tom Herdman and local boy Liam Smith. Well, Newcastle's game against Sheffield Wednesday on Boxing Day is totally sold out. Tickets snapped up despite the extra hassle caused by moving the game to Boxing Day evening for live television. The Owls have also taken a full allocation of away tickets.